So we haven't talked for 2 weeks, and honestly, not much happened in terms of our activities. It doesn't mean it's not happening. We are, as an organization, we are working on a lot of things, but in terms of concrete actions, there are few. For example, we had another meeting of our the main committee, the chief committee, let me call it the board, which is not the board in the sense that it runs the organization, true in a strategic sense, not any operating sense. That's the executive committee, which I sometimes call the presidency. But this board is a representative of, it's a more like a parliament, like a congress, because it has representatives of all the complete organization, and the more we grow, the larger it will be. Right now it has 31 or so members, whereas the executive committee, its executive committee of the presidency, presidential committee, has 15, and it will stay that way. But anyway, one is the decision-making, strategic decision-making, which is the board, and the other one is executive committee that I preside over as president. So the board met for one more time, and and it was a good meeting, getting to know each other, taking responsibility for the overall build-up of the organization, communicating better with each other, because now they have the mechanism to meet and communicate with the executive committee or the presidential committee, because the president and three vice presidents are also members of the board, not presiding over it, but the members of the board. So we have tightened up, I think, the leadership structure and the communication channels. We have to now execute on the operational level in terms of building the organization bottom up. We also received a punishment by the Central Electoral Committee for some lack of knowledge in the past in terms of reporting things. We haven't, and it was really harsh punishment. Which is not surprising when you know that members of the committee are appointed by the parties. And if you are not a favored partner of those parties, then you actually suffer. We never had any improper behavior, but a lack of knowledge or lack of well-defined practices and rules reflected in our not always accurate report, not always reporting everything in the proper format that was supposed to be in. So we are now going through the process of appealing that decision, trying to lower the punishment, the fee, because the fine, because they did some really funny calculations and justifications even for things that they shouldn't have. So we'll do that. I have started working with started my Facebook Live, which are about every 2 weeks, perhaps three. The last one was with Svetlana Cenic, who is a well-known economist. In the ethnic sense, she is a Serb, but living in Federacija of Bosnia-Herzegovina in Sarajevo, used to be a minister, a secretary related to economy in Republika Srpska. Excellent economist, understands the situation, both the financial and economic and the political of the country, understands what it should be like and understands what it is, And it was really interesting and refreshing to talk to somebody who is both eloquent and knowledgeable, as well as angry and free to express her opinions. It was really well received, and she had some wonderful advice to all of us. We're going to have a meeting of that executive committee, what I used to call presidential committee, soon, and we'll discuss the elections. We are late with forming the candidates' lists, simply because we haven't operationally made all the local committees alive and active. It's unfortunately, it is a top-down initiative, which shouldn't be, but such is life. I'm very active in terms of voicing my opinion through our posts on Facebook, which are often carried by media, and which I'm grateful for. The situation is really tough. We got the nod by European Union, Bosnia-Herzegovina, by the European Union to start the process of negotiating the process of ascension to the EU, what things need to be done in order to be ready to be accepted as members. That process is called negotiations. And for that, you need to get all the approval to start it and the date when it starts. So we got the approval mostly because of the geopolitical situation, Ukraine, Russia, Russian influence in Western Balkans. Of course, the current the leaders, the current the government, the majority, they want to claim that it's only because of them. They fulfilled some of the requirements, not all, yet the EU decided to start the process, and even using terminology that talks about this government doing in 1 year more than the previous 10, previous governments in the previous 10 years, which is the language of this government, and obviously it's the international community that brought them to power, so they need to build them up and establish their visibility and prepare them for the next elections. That's not a problem that foreign officials influence the political lives in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and God knows that it's necessary, because our politicians don't know how to do it, or can't do it, or don't want to do it. But the problem is that this process was designed to appease the separatists, the people like Dodik, who clearly wants to take half of Bosnia and join it with Serbia, and Mr. Čović, who is attempting to create a third entity within Bosnia, and then similar subsequent desires to join it with Croatia, thus dismembering Bosnia. And the European Union is doing, again, the thing that clearly was not successful in preventing the war in ex-Yugoslavia, which was appeasing the nationalists and hoping that they can control them, but they never can. And the same thing is now, again, the wrong strategy. Instead of going for the justice, efficiency, progress. They are negotiating with criminals, thinking that they'll have an honor code, and they never do. The high representative, after that, did what he promised 3 months ago, that he will impose the changes of the election law, technical changes, thus attempting to make the elections less fraudulent, which was met by tremendous displeasure and resistance of the Serbs and Croats in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which are clearly using the process of negotiating with Bosniak representatives to gain as much as they can, because they know that the Bosniak side depends, their participation in the government depends on the willingness of the Serbs and Croats to accept them, because there are other options on the Bosniak side that they could choose who they want to participate in the government with them, thus creating the situation where whoever, it's a bidding war, who will give more, give in more to Croats and Serbs, and thus seeing, resulting in the less of Bosnia and Herzegovina. They actually then win the bidding war. A very unfortunate situation. And so I've been very vocal, trying through my posts to push High Representative to enforce those changes. Unfortunately, it happened really late. He was waiting for 3 months for the local politicians to come up with their own plan rather than him enforcing it, imposing it on politicians. And now it's too late for the wholesale implementation of those changes and like scanning the ballots rather than having the politically appointed committees count them or miscount them. But it's too late now, so they're only going to do the pilot. And so even these elections will be fraudulent, but at least they have no justification not to offer more just elections for 2026, the general election in 2026. This really discourages many people, but at the same time, you have to live with it and take whatever you get and try to come up with some kind of result, survive as long as you can until it is going to be a level playing field. The financial situation is the same as before. There's more enthusiasm among the members of the party who are seeing us alive, and suddenly they are realizing that it's hard to be alive in this political situation, and the fact that we are is a big plus. And so people are coming back and starting to get engaged again. It's even a longer term battle than I thought initially. Anyway, the challenge will be to come up with lists soon, people who will be on our candidates list for various positions at the local level. Unfortunately, we are seeing over and over again people who are extreme and exclusive in their thinking expect that whatever they say, it will fly, and if it doesn't happen, when we try to have a dialogue, a democratic dialogue, and come up with a consensus of some sort, then they declare that inefficient, ineffective organization and leave. And that's just fine, leaving, okay. But then we have to do the whole process again of finding the person, explaining what needs to be done, introducing the person with everybody else in the ground. And people don't understand that there are consequences. Every action has consequences, not just for them, but it's for everybody else around them. The the best part of everything is that we see the path to success, and the question is, do we have the resources, both financial and human, to make the path a reality? This is also the month of Ramadan in Bosnia-Herzegovina, the month of fasting, where things normally slow down, fewer meetings, because people don't have energy, you fast the whole day, but they try to sleep in the morning and because they almost up the whole night. But still, the politics don't wait on anybody. Things are happening at the both the national and the world level, especially in the region. There is a tremendous pressure from our eastern neighbor Serbia to influence events in Bosnia-Herzegovina by creating something that they call the Serb world, Srpski svet. They have never given up on the notion that all the Serbs should live in one state, in one country. And unfortunately, it'll be fine if they all went to Serbia, even though they are Bosnians or Croats, for example. No, what it implies is that wherever they are, that should be part of Serbia as well. So it's like occupation. And imagine that statement then should apply to the United States as well, because there are 100,000 or so of them, and maybe even more so in Serbia. A lot of them, Cleveland, should be now say Ohio should be part of Serbia because the Serbs live there. Anyway, challenges keep piling up, keeping our lives interesting and challenging. As that Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times and challenging times. We're living it. That's it for me.
Is there any sense of encouragement at all, though, that from what the higher representative's doing and movement towards the EU? I mean, I know they're small, but I mean, does it give a glimmer of hope that things may be tracking in a good direction?
Yes. The conversations about EU are good, excellent, that we actually making a step toward that possibility. It's not imminent. We talk about 10, 15 years at best. But still, it's a process that defines then political dialogue. However, the problem there is that the sides that don't want Bosnia-Herzegovina to succeed and they would like to see it falter are going to use and have been using this process as a way to weaken the state and gain benefits that they normally should not have, because they should be prerogative of the country itself at the country level. And I'm afraid that we may, in that process, diminish the power of the country itself, its ability to govern itself and its people, so much that we may be a country only in name, but not in substance, in practice. I'm afraid of that. The fact that high representative decided to act and make the elections more equitable, just, fair, is wonderful, marvelous, and I thank him for that. Even more so, in the light of evidence that European Union representatives were against it, and he had to fight them. And then he, against their advice, imposed this because they were saying, don't do it. We have them now talking, they will resolve it, which is nonsense because they are talking, these three parties, at the level of the three groups of parties, at the level of the government or the majority, only because one side has to give in to the other two things that they normally would not, should not, or should not have done. And that's the only reason why they are talking. And you can see what's happening. And this is not going down the right path. But the European Union is still saying, oh, don't do it. What does that mean? Don't make fair elections. Don't you have them in the European Union? Shouldn't you request that from anybody? So I'm glad that he imposed those changes, the technical changes of the election law. And I'm amazed that he did it against the will of the European Union, but probably in line with the American U.S. opinion and initiative. That also indicates that there is some rift between him and the Croats, even though he was a big friend of Croats all this time, even prior to becoming the High Representative. So I don't know really what that means. I'm glad he did it. Is it a long-term solution? Will he? You know, one thing is to impose a law. The other one is to enforce it. Will it be enforced? Will it be done according to the changes that he enacted? Really strange situation.
As they say, nobody said it was going to be easy.
You are a smart man, full of wisdom, absolutely.
I get it from you.